that we're saying is mighty, awesome, beautiful beyond comprehension. Our God, our Lord, the lily of the valley, the one who is our providence, our guidance, our influence, our dominion, our great God, the God that cannot be equated, the one and I, always providing for his own people. Thank you, Father. We lift your name up high. We say thank you. All the glory must be given unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For he, thank you, Jesus, is worthy of our praise.
The one that has brought us into this new
man. No man on earth should give glory to himself.
All the glory,
all the glory must be
to the Lord.
To the Lord.
Raise your voice and say, all the glory must be.
All the glory must be to the Lord.
This morning,
we
say unto the Lord, be the glory.
If you agree with me, sing this
song. Lord,
if you agree with me,
great things
he has done.
I heard
he protected us throughout the year.
To the Lord, even this summer.
Thank you, Lord.
Be the glory.
And he still has many things, much more to do for us.
The great things, great things.
Why we are singing that song in the moment. Thank you once again for all our brethren across the oceans, our brethren nearby, North America, Central America, South America, particularly the nations that you have given to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We thank you for the soldiers of Christ that are in the battlefront. Thank you, Almighty God, for their lives, their spouse, their entire family. Thank you for provision. Thank you for safety. This morning, Almighty God, we are asking that you will breathe upon thy word. That as you breathe upon it, O God, that this will become beneficial to our journey in 2023. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's clap for the tribe of Judah. Let's appreciate awesome song. Let's be seated in his presence. I may be asking you later on to kind of stand up for a few minutes. Glory be to God. Amen. Happy Sunday to you, church. Thank you. You know that, today is day 4. Praise be to the Lord. We've been in this journey spiritually. We're in 2023. Glory be to God. We started with day 1 representing January. Day 2 representing February. Day 3 representing March. And today is April. Tonight, we're going to engage and meet to pray for that month of April. And I wish that you all will be there. Hallelujah. Also, remember that the prayer continues. We're going to continue to meet, and it is compulsory for us. Praise be to the Lord. We're going to continue to meet, and tomorrow is day 5, which is month of grace. Hallelujah. Now, this today is stability and settlement. Thank you, my brother. Stability and settlement. Key important words. And you're going to see how God addressed that for us tonight. Glory be to God. But let me put to you, before I give the short exhortation that the Lord Almighty has given to us. In Psalm 32, verse 8, the Bible said, this is the word of the Lord for somebody who have understanding. I pray that your enlightenment will be enriched. I'm praying right now that your understanding will be perfect. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. Now he says, you said to me, amen, I will point out the road that you should follow. Hallelujah. Maybe he put it on New King James, you know, and I will teach you. I will be your teacher and watch over you. So what is God saying here? I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And I will be your guide. With my eyes, I will guide you in 2023. I will instruct you. I will teach you. Hallelujah. And I will tell you how to go about it in 2023, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So if the Lord is saying this, he's not a liar. In another version, he says, I will guide you along the path, along the best path. Hallelujah. Along the best path for your life. And I will advise you and watch over you, says the Lord. In 2023, God has promised that. So much more the Lord has promised for us. So let us meet tonight to engage and hear from the Lord what he has for us for the month of April. And it's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight. Let us rise. What is faith doing this morning? Let's repeat it one more time. Amen. You may be seated. You are blessed. So launch out into the deep. You know, we've been talking about this launching. For a week now, anytime I'm given the opportunity to pray, you know, it keeps coming back, launching into the deep. One night we were praying, and then I realized that it's not those that God blessed as a result of launching into the deep were not just those who caught net-breaking cash. But the nearby fellow also partake or, you know, in the blessings. Glory be to the Lord. So that has stayed with me for some time. When you look at the book of Luke, if you could maybe display that. Luke chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. The Bible says, on this glorious day, Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Great crowds, as usual, pressed round and about him. Hallelujah. To do one thing, to listen to the word of God. So pay attention this morning. So he noticed two empty boats at the water's edge. For the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Pay attention to that too. Stepping into one of the boats, not just one nearby, but he stepped into one of the boats. Hallelujah. Jesus asked Simon Peter, the owner, to push it out into the water so that he can gain a proper platform for the assignment that he planned for that particular day. Hallelujah. In verse 4, the Bible tells us that when he had finished speaking, after he finished his engagement, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper." Say deeper. "And let down your net for a big catch." Hallelujah. By the grace of God, in our year 2023, it is a year that you will listen and follow instruction. You will follow instructions of moving into a deeper arena. Into a deeper arena is a deeper, is an arena of abundance. And I will explain in a moment. Let's go on with this Bible that we're reading. So, but Peter, or Simon, glory be to God. Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing." It's like saying, "I've been in this country. I've heard testimonies." I've told you before, brethren, in my ignorance, some of you may not know because you are a lot younger than me. When I was coming to overseas and I entered the plane for the first time, I thought we were going to stop out there. But eventually when we landed in England and I saw this sand, I said, "Ah, this is like Lagos now." I was so disappointed. I was looking for a glorious heaven. Praise be to the Lord. I don't know your position. Hallelujah. He complained. "Master, I've heard your sermon that you just finished. I've heard how the crowd listen. But don't let me waste your time. You need to go home and rest. You've just ministered." Let's go to verse 6. Hallelujah. "And when they had done this," that is, he told them in prior verse, "and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. Their net was breaking." Let's move on. So they signal to their partners, colleagues that have been identified with failure, colleagues that have been identified with disappointment, colleagues, they say, the birds of the same feather flocks together. You understand? People of the same identity. Do you understand? You know, you will notice some people, when they enter the nation, they say that, "Where are you living?" They will mention one estate. They say, "Oh, no. That's too expensive. Come to our level. You cannot afford." Our sister, one of our sisters was sharing this testimony with us one day. He said, "Come to our level. Come to where crime exists. Come to where they will break into your house. Come to where they will take your television, your precious one. Come to where they will break into your car. Come to where they will point gun at you. No, you are not supposed to live there. This, you see, you remember you came from Ajegunle. Let's start from the same level. You are an American now. After all, you're going to start eating bole." Oh God, did I say bole? I'm so sorry. I meant to say burger. Bole too sounds like burger. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me focus. Verse 7. So they signal to other partner. Verse 8. Okay, let's stay in 8. Hallelujah. So in verse 8 now, when Simon Peter, when Simon Peter, I've been waiting for that Peter to come forth. When Simon Peter saw it, hallelujah. Have you seen a miracle that makes your name to be full name? It's like saying when Andrew Kolade saw it. It was Andrew that was seeing it before. Now it's Kolade seeing it. Hallelujah. He fell to his knee. Hallelujah. He said at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. When you are standing before the Almighty God, not having an appreciation and the greatness of what he's able and his capability can be. When you see miracle, believe me, you will speak in tongue. Those that normally speak Igbo will remember, oh God. Those that not, yes, let's use that one now. I was going to say, those that normally speak Yoruba will remember the Igbo or whatever Sherry language that maybe Sister Stacy, for instance, taught you. Or maybe Sister Susan said to you, you just remember it. The word will come. It will be like a tongue. You have seen miracle. Yet you say you don't know how to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. In verse 9, we're going to 10. So the man confessed that he was a sinful person. He confessed immediately. He exposed himself. Sorry for my unbelief. I didn't know you have this capability. I didn't know you can turn life around. Glory be to the Lord. So, for he said, all who were with him were astonished. In this coming year, may God give you a miracle that is astonished. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, only two or three amen I need, actually, because that will be contagious. It was after Peter saw his miracle that others too became astonished. It was him that was astonished for us. So the amen was coming from Peter alone, Simon Peter and his colleagues that are working together. But immediately when the miracle came, others also were astonished because relationship brings an anointing. It takes one miracle to be contagious to another. And say, my sister, I tap into that too. I am going to have what you have. And you're not going to be bothered because you have more than enough. Such is what God Almighty is planning for us. And I pray that each and every one of you, you'll be a partaker. In conclusion to that verse 10, it says, so also were James and John, as we have mentioned, that they were all surprised. And Jesus, as usual, said, don't be afraid. You have not seen anything yet. Praise be to the Lord. So such is what God has promised us in this assembly. When he said in that Psalm 32 verse 8, and he said to us, he said, I will point out the road you should follow. You see, if you don't follow the right road, there is tendency when you get to the T-junction, you may take the wrong direction. And God has promised us, he said, I will guide you in the right path. So that is that decision, my brother, that you are not sure and you are about to take, then God Almighty provide clarity. That is his nature. That is what God has promised. But only when we do what Peter did, he fell, he knelt at his feet, saying, I surrender all. Remember, it was Peter that was making decisions initially. He was the one that his mouth was, I know it all. I know where you will send your resume and they will call you before within 24 hours. Praise be to the Lord. Until Peter listen to Jesus, having an understanding that the way that Simmons write to man, the end is destruction, unless God guides you in the path. So that's what we're talking about today. Glory be to God. So let me put to you that these three items you must not forget in year 2023. You see, the reason why I'm speaking 23 now is this. When it is first Sunday in year 2023, what do? We give thanks and we celebrate. So this Sunday is like our first Sunday in the new year. Thank you. One, right time. That right time, that night was the right time. Peter was at the right place at the right time. Though, regrettably, disappointed that there was no business to take home to family. One thing about Peter is that he's a family man. You will notice the Bible says his mother-in-law was also living in their house. Many of you will not allow mother-in-law to live in your house anymore. Amen. Peter's burden was simply, hallelujah, his burden was that, at least if it was only my wife at home, and we don't have anything, we know how we manage ourselves, how we found each other. But now my mother-in-law is also going to be there. and say, Simon Peter, no catch today. Amen. The second T is the right tools. In the new year, operate in the right time. Operate with the right tools. Amen. The right tools that you need for your hook. And you must also have the right team. We were told by the letter of the Bible that was read that James, John, and Peter, they were three. The right team. Though it appeared they did not catch anything, but they had all the equipment ready. When God introduced himself to them, they did not resist his access to use their boat. They were sharer. They were giver. They were lender. Please take it. After all, we have used it. It was not productive. In year 2023, the Lord is going to be asking you, go deeper. Amen. Go deeper. Amen. You see, the one concern that I have is that before Jesus was able to give them that instruction, they allowed him in. They allowed him in. They could have said, excuse me, all this crowd, hey, this and that. Please, move forward. Have you ever been to a marketplace where your blessing is right in front of you? You say, bro, please, if you have nothing to buy, please move. Praise the Lord. So, you need success. Success in life is not about activities, but about productivity. How productive you are. It's not about 419. It's not about cutting corners. It's not about McDonald's fast lane. It's not about labor, but about favor. I pray in this new year that Lord Almighty will favor you. Amen. I said that Lord will favor you. Amen. We have talked about new beginning, but in this your new beginning, you will receive favor. Because now we're planning that we will have the right time. What's the second one? The right tool and the right team. Don't work with anyone who have no vision of tomorrow, who are going nowhere. Don't work with time wasters. Don't work with those that will delay you. I made that mistake in the past. When my friend told me, he said, what are you still doing with that green pally? It's good for nothing. He said, look, that's the fireplace. Throw it there. And I was the one who used my hand to throw it. So when Oxford University now gave me admission, there was no quality to show my ID. Because I was moving with the wrong person. I was operating with the wrong team. Now, what did you think that did for me? And I went to do HND in another college instead of Oxford that gave me admission. Glory be to God. Because their requirement at that college now is less than Oxford. Just point to Pastor. Pastor, there's hope for you. Because the way you're all looking at me, I say, oh, sorry. Oh. Please say again, there is hope for me. Praise the Lord. So Peter had an encounter with Jesus, as I've said, and he made a great decision at a critical point. After he heard the right word. Hallelujah. As you are hearing the word of God this morning, you will make the right decision in Jesus' name. You know, in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, it says, put out into the deep water and let down your net for a good reason, for a good catch. Because of great encounter. A divine compensation from God was awaiting Peter and his team. Why? Because they listened. The team member could have informed Simon Peter that, hey, please don't let the guy, you know, all these boys, They're tired, they're exhausted, they're cleaning it so they can prepare for another hopeful day based on their past experience, you know. And that was why they were arguing with the maker of all things that, hey, sir, you see, when you don't know God, you don't know his capability. But the moment you know God and you allow him in into your affairs, more than you have done in 2022, then great cash awaits you. I said, great cash awaits you. So Peter obeyed God. As a result, God compensated him with a net-tearing cash. Hallelujah. Look, we qualify or sometimes maybe quantify, as you say, you know, our success and breakthrough based on the currency that we have. And God, when he deals with prosperity, is not really based on just monetary value. It's even more than that. But let's even use money as such. If you say, well, people are still not earning $300 an hour in this country, you are joking. There are people earning that. There are others earning $500 an hour. There are others saying they're earning $10,000. They say they're a consultant. And they just consult for just 30 minutes. Visitation. Please, excuse me. I'm not even talking about doctor or medical doctors. I'm saying you. The reason why I believe that you are the one that God is talking about is because he told me the resources that I need to complete. So I will move to Rosenborg. They are in this house. Say they are here. Say they are all seated here. He told us that a while back. And every time we see new arrival, we say, oh, wow, this is the man God deemed to bless. This is the woman God deemed to bless. This is the person or the children that our Lord planned to expand. We believe. So now, what I'm saying in essence is that if you've ever heard any disappointment in the past, your record shall be rewritten. Amen. And for good also. As the Lord gave Peter new beginning, so also God will give to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know it will be. You see, the important thing is that be in the right team. When you are not in the right team, you are prone to error and mistake. Hallelujah. Even those that stood nearby. You know, at times I watch this program. I think it's not sea program, where all these people will go into the sea. They may go for days in search of fish. And by the time they're returning, you know, they're coming with cash. So the next door neighbor, the other boats, maybe they were watching that maybe Peter is and his team, they have another location. Some people discover special location and they mark it in their radar, but they don't want other people to see them. So maybe they were watching. They're waiting, paid off. Don't be in a hurry to quit. When the Lord has given you an instruction, follow this direction. Don't give up too soon. Oh, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. I need to move forward. It's not working. Let me tell you. As I mentioned earlier, the reason for the depth that Jesus told them to go is because he can see all things. The reason for the deep is because it's the place of abundance. In this year, 2023, you will be at the place of abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. So the important thing is that what class are you? Are you in the class of not enough? Are you in the class of disappointment? God has the tendency and the ability to change it. God has the ability to change it. Why the deep? He was in this group, aspired, not able to acquire. You will notice. Because he's aspiring for success, but he has never been able to, what? Acquire. Let me tell you, that will change. That will change. You see, what changes is when we have Jesus in. And we are ready to give him what we have. His team, Peter and his team, gave Jesus what they have. And he used their platform. After he concluded his ministration, God is a great God. He's a God that will never leave you empty. He's a God that will never leave you the way he meets will. If he meets you one way, he will never leave you the same way. He has been operating like that. It's even right from the Old Testament. Oh, do you not remember the story of Elijah? Went to a woman's house. Elijah, now carrying grace of God, supposedly, told the woman, he said, give me what you have in your hand. And the woman quickly put it behind her back. This is me. That's a great assumption, because if something is a matter of life and death, he says, you didn't see anything, no? I always imagine our environment back home where I came from, you know, face me and face you with a passage, and we cook in the passage with stove, and after we cooked finish, we put the food, we bring the food inside, and as you are hearing footsteps, you know, and you know, our parents' friend, when they're coming, they want you to be aware that they're nearby, just so that you can keep yourself, and you notice how we'll wrap it, we'll throw under the bed, and we say, welcome, sir, and the children are used to block the side where those things are. Don't call me on my butter. I know what I've been through. Hallelujah. But the Lord Almighty will relocate you to your own deep. So relocation is possible for the wise. For the one that will take to good advice, relocation is possible. And you are relocating to the deep. Because your location determine what? Your allocation. Our teachers have told us this in the past. Your location determine your allocation. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. Look, brothers and sisters, if you're looking for a wife, you will find here. The only thing is that you are always closing your eyes. If you're looking for a husband, you will find here. Don't look around and think, that one is connected. That one is connected. That you are wasting time. All you need is revelation. And you know how to connect right. Praise be to the Lord. Excuse me, I'm not saying that's why you are here. But if that is the reason, please see me in the office first. For our children are still young. Hallelujah. In Psalm 66 verse 12. Listen carefully to this. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But now, thou hast brought us out into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Then you put a leader over us. We went through fire and flood, but you brought us to a place of great abundance. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. What I'm saying there is that you will have that testimony that indeed the Lord Almighty has brought you to a place of abundance. Amen. Can you please tell the clock to stop moving? The deep is a place of casting, drop down, and lay down for the next cash. Hallelujah. You may think it's going to be costing. It's not going to be expensive when Christ is on your side. Remember, the secret to that increase was the fact that he was ready to share. He was sharing his space with Christ. Hallelujah. So, now that you are in a place of collection, because you are sharing. In 2023, don't be tight-faced. Amen. How many of you have a great faith or little faith? I just say great faith. Just wave at me. Great faith. Okay. Okay. It's good. The number of great faith doctrine is not a lot. Praise the Lord. And I like it that way. Because if all of you have raised up your hand that you have great faith, I will say, okay, raise up your right hand. You will raise it up. I will say, put it in the pocket of the person next to you. And whatever you find there, bring it out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, some are saying you may find nothing. You will be surprised what you find. Praise the Lord. Whatever you cannot share with God, because all these comedians on television, or maybe it was one of our ministers that said this, that somebody wanted to give one thousand and maybe lower currency 100 and drop 1,000 and say, Usher, wait. I need the change. I dropped the wrong amount. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is that when you are ready to share, God also have the tendency to introduce us to abundance. Now remember, when Peter was sharing, Peter was not sharing money. Of course, he has no money to share. He just shared his space. What he has, he gave it. So for instance, if I said, well, we're going to downtown this afternoon. We need to carpool. Please, can you give us a ride? The first thing that should come to your mind, that shouldn't come to your mind, shouldn't be, oh, gas is expensive. Praise the Lord. Shouldn't be, I have low empty tank and I'm budgeting that the $20 will be what I use this week. Because by just exercising your faith to take us to downtown, you may return with full tank. Because God Almighty is a God of abundance. A place of collection is a place of reward. It's a place of discovery. It's a place of recovery. And I pray that God Almighty will take us there in Jesus' name. So why the deep? It is a place of full net and full boat. Peter went to the deep with empty net. But you know the story. He came back with success and breakthrough. It is a place where problems are resolved. So when the Lord says, let us continue to fellowship together like this, it's because this is a place where problems are resolved. The word of God is the power of God unto salvation for as many that believe it. When the case comes up, the first person to call is not the lawyer. It's God. Oh, if God is your lawyer now, then your advocate is the first person to call. Not an earthly lawyer. They say, first of all, go and deposit 1,500. Praise God. And we're asking for contribution of 500. You say you can't give. Now you have given Keferi. Oh. You're giving the lawyer. I'm corrected. Because they're not necessary Keferi. We have lawyers in the house here. Sorry. Oops. Whatever that affects your net, remember, it will affect your boat. So it's a good problem. God will fill your net with pleasant surprises in Jesus' name. So it is a place of good problem solving. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. I pray that the Lord Almighty will give us an escape route to breakthrough. Escape route to breakthrough. So this year, you will experience good problems of success, testimony, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In all areas, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. These surprises, the Lord Almighty will grant you and much more in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to jump that Luke chapter 5, verse 10 says something very important. It says, so, and so was also James and John and sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth. This is somebody in this house. It's like saying, fear not, Susan. From henceforth, there shall be no more failure. Amen. Did you hear that? Says the Lord. It's like saying, oh, Sister Eileen, was that your voice? He said, from now henceforth, there shall be no more failure. Amen. Says the Lord of hosts. What does that mean? In completion, in this month, he says, no more sorrow. Amen. No more reproach. Amen. No more loneliness. Amen. No more past tense. Amen. You know, when you say, oh, I look at my past. If I was born in America, maybe I will have American accent. Don't worry. There are a lot of people I work with don't have American accent. If I say, please come again from Hungary. Budapest. I say, please come again. And they will say it clearly. We're all hearing it. Pastor Ayeni, do you have accent? Me, I don't have accent too. The way I speak is heavenly. Presido, do you have accent? Of course not now. Pastor, you still have accent? African accent. Who says stereotyping? Glory be to the Lord. What I am saying is that our mindset must change in 2023. Praise the Lord. Be yourself. Speak clearly. Don't speak too fast. You hear me, sis? Speak clearly. Don't speak too fast. And I will hear you. We're not going to say, come again, come again, come again. You know, when we say, come again, three times, we're like, ah, we need to change this baby. You know, this come again. She can't even speak. Whereas you can speak, it's just that you are too fast. Praise God. You know, when they tell me I will come again, you know, when they tell me, I say, sure, you understand. I say, oops, they say, come again. So the moment they say, come again, I know I already said, sure, you understand. Is that not our English? Maybe you know. So in this new year, the Lord is saying no more sorrow. In this new year, no more reproach. No more rejection. No more loneliness. And everything and all things that relate to your past that are negative, the blood of Jesus will wipe it away. Just as the sea swallowed the host of Egypt that represent their past, so also the sea shall swallow up anything that represents negativity in your past. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, bear in mind, everything I am saying is not permitted to return to me unfulfilled. Amen. I'll tell you why. When rain comes from heaven and waters the ground, we see transformation immediately. Plant that, if not immediately, comes to life, nourished. Plant that appears to be dying, wakes up. Even animals that appears to be lukewarm, suddenly start dancing up and down. So is the word I release. The way it's been said, by the auction by which it has been given, it is not permitted to return to me void. You understand what I mean? But it must prosper in the life of those who genuinely believe in the word, in the mighty name of Jesus. So let us rise. Amen. You want to tell the Lord, Father, I am grateful that from now henceforth, I am permitted to soar up above only in the mighty name of Jesus. I have the grace, the gene of Jesus. I operate at a very great height. Failure is not my portion. I hope you are just reciting that, because the power of the tongues is powerful, is great. Everything I do this year, success will accompany them. So it shall be. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. You are blessed. You may be seated. God bless you. Sorry, I took your time.
Let's clap for Jesus. I believe you can do better. If you have been blessed, clap for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the one that is, that was, that is yet to come. As you have clapped, you be blessed in Jesus' name.